From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Niko Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Mahfud MD warned that the government will take strict action against demonstrators found violating health protocols on the grounds they can endanger public safety. To that end, law enforcement officers serve as an important force to help the government protect public safety. The government is making an endeavor to handle COVID-19. In implementing the policy to handle the pandemic, it sticks to the substance of the Constitution, namely to protect the people's safety, the ministers noted as quoted by Antara. Minister Mahfud MD made the remarks in response to a rally planned in Jakarta to protest against the enforcement of emergency community activity restriction. He said the government will not ban any activity held to express aspirations during the COVID-19 pandemic, provided is carried out in accordance with the health protocols. 40,000 passengers have been vaccinated against COVID-19 at the AP Second Airport Vaccination Centers between July 3rd and July 22nd, 2021. PT Angkasa Pura Second or AP Second President Director Muhammad Awaluddin informed recently that the biggest vaccination site is in Soekarno-Hatta Airport. It has served around 26,000 people since July 3rd. The high demand for vaccination has created the need for an information technology application for provisions of vaccine services. Currently, AP Second is conducting a trial to digitize vaccination service in accordance with Health Minister's Circular Letter Number 847 in 2021. The letter regulates the digital integration of health documents of air transport passenger using Peduli Lindungi application. This is expected to accelerate the administration process at airports and prevent document forgeries. The Ministry of Industry provides self-isolation facilities with a capacity of 500 patients who are confirmed positive for COVID-19 in Jakarta, Bogor, Bandung, Yogyakarta, and Surabaya. Industry Minister Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita said in Jakarta on Saturday that the self-isolation facilities in Jakarta are for 100 patients, Bogor 100 patients, Bandung for 100 patients, Yogyakarta for 100 patients and Surabaya for 100 patients. Minister Kartasasmita conveyed this at the inauguration of the Ministries of Industry Centralized Independence Isolation Facility at the Industry Training Center. He explained that the provisions of integrated isolation facilities by various ministries and institutions are intended to reduce pressures on hospitals that are currently quite overwhelmed due to the soaring number of COVID-19 patients. Let's move on to the international news. Russia has sent a shipment of coronavirus-related humanitarian assistance to Cuba, including 1 million medical masks. This was said by the Defense Ministry on Saturday, adding President Vladimir Putin had given instructions for the aid. Two military planes carrying 88 tons of aid, including food and personal protective equipment, including over 1 million medical masks, departed from an airfield near Moscow on Saturday. Cuba earlier this week reported the highest rate of contagion per capita in Latin America. That has strained its healthcare sector and helped stoke rare anti-government protests earlier this month on the communist-run island. Sydney will get 50,000 more doses of the Pfizer vaccine this week to battle its worsening COVID-19 outbreak. Australia's reported 176 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases on Saturday, a third consecutive daily record, with nearly all cases in the state of New South Wales centered in the country's largest city, Sydney. Officials fear the outbreak will jeopardize the rest of the country. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazard stressed the state's urgent need for extra vaccine supply, adding that with so many people flouting the stay-at-home orders, it was the only way to stop transmission of the virus. Rescue teams in India struggled through thick sludge and debris on Saturday to reach dozens of submerged homes as the death toll from landslide and the accidents caused by torrential monsoon rain rose to 125. Maharashtra state is being hit by the heaviest rain in July in four decades. Downpours lasting several days have severely affected the life of hundreds of thousands, while major rivers are in danger of bursting their banks. In Talie, about 180 kilometers southeast of the financial capital of Mumbai, the death toll rose up to 42, with the recovery of four more bodies after landslide flattened most homes in the village. Harsh weather has hit several parts of the world in recent weeks, with floods in China and Western Europe and heat waves in North America, raising new fears about the impact of climate change. That was the news. The Indonesian government has issued an emergency community activities restriction from July 3rd to 20th, specifically on the island of Java and Bali. This policy was issued to reduce the number of COVID-19 transmission. After the emergency's community activity restrictions period ended, President Joko Widodo stated that the policy was extended until July 25th. He said relaxations of the restriction will be carried out in stages, starting on July 26, 2021, with the note that the trend of COVID-19 cases has decreased.
Kita selalu memantau, memahami dinamika di lapangan, dan juga mendengar suara-suara masyarakat yang terdampak.
We always monitor, understand the dynamics in the fields, and also listen to the voice of the people affected by the emergency community activity restriction. Therefore, if this trend of cases continues to decline, then on July 26, 2021, the government will open it in stages. Numbers of rules will be relaxed if the trend of cases decline. Among others, traditional markets selling basic daily needs are allowed to open until 8 p.m., with a capacity of 50% of visitors. Meanwhile, traditional markets that sell other than basic daily needs are allowed to open until 3 p.m. with a capacity of 50% of visitors. Meanwhile, other small businesses are allowed to open with strict health protocols until 9 p.m. The arrangement will be regulated by the local government. In addition, those who have their place of business in an open space are allowed to open with strict health protocols until 9 p.m., and the maximum meal time for each visitor is 30 minutes. To ease the burden on the affected communities, the government allocated additional social protection budgets in the form of cash social assistance, village direct cash assistance, family hope program, basic food and internet quota assistance, and electricity subsidies. The government also provides incentive for around 1 million informal micro-enterprises. Meanwhile, Minister of Law and Human Rights Yasona Lawli said that since July 21st, the Indonesian government will no longer allow foreign workers and foreigners on the grounds of family union to enter Indonesia. Foreigners who are allowed to enter Indonesia are only holders of diplomatic visas and service visas, holders of diplomatic stay permits and service stay permits, holders of limited stay permits and permanent stay permits, foreigners with health and humanitarian purposes, as well as crews of transportation means that come with their means of transportation. However, they also need a recommendation from the relevant ministries or institution to enter Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
I'll start today in history with July 25, 1946, when the Malino Conference ends with the formation of the State of East Indonesia. The Malino Conference took place from July 15 to 25, 1946, in the city of Malino, South Sulawesi. It aimed to discuss plans for the formation of a state's federation in Indonesia covering regions in eastern Indonesia. The conference was attended by 39 people from 15 regions from Kalimantan and eastern Indonesia. Let's move on to July 25, 1966, when the Ampera cabinet was sworn in. Ampera 1 cabinet is an Indonesian cabinet that was announced on July 25, 1966 and served from July 28, 1966 until October 14, 1967. This cabinet was announced directly by Lieutenant General Suharto as chairman of the presidium of the cabinet with the approval of President Sukarno. The main task of the Ampera cabinet is to create political and economic stability. I'll enter in history with July 25, 1978, when the birth of the first test tube baby, Louise Brown, occurred. The IVF program initiated by Robert Edwards and Patrick Steptoe has been successful with the birth of the baby girl named Louise Brown at Oldham and District General Hospitals in Manchester, England, on July 25, 1978, to parents Leslie and Peter. Louise Brown was born after midnight by caesarean sections, weighing 2.27 kilograms. Although initially there were many pros and cons related to the IVF process, after the success of this first IVF, many couples who had fertility problems joined the IVF program.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني
رانج جان شوي بي تاي كو جو إي فان شي سين سين غوان جوان بين دو في ين دا چوان بو ودا كو جو باو هو ني ودا كو جو باو هو و
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing deception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Jayanta Chakrabarti in India. Hello Mr. Jayanta Chakrabarti, thank you for your wish. Hopefully, you have a great day. Keep listening, and here is a beautiful song for you.
Mengajarkanku apa artinya kenyamanan.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian internet, particularly social media users known as netizen 62, were asked to support Indonesian's athletes in the Tokyo Olympics through social media. The general chairman of the Indonesian Olympics Committee, KOI, Raja Sabta Oktohari, called this because the Tokyo 2020 Olympics from July 23rd to 8 August 2021 could not be attended by spectators. According to Raja Sabta Oktohari in a virtual press conference on Thursday, the Tokyo Olympic is being held without spectators due to a pandemic, so the greatest strength is through communication. The strength of Indonesian netizens will be an extraordinary support for Indonesian athletes. He said not only sports event, the opening and closing ceremonies, which normally should be attended by many supporters from each country, were held without spectators. Therefore, the Indonesian Sports Committee invites all parties in to be more actively move to support Indonesian athletes online so that they can get the most out of it. In fact, apart from that, there is no other way to support the athletes who are fighting for the Indonesian red and white team. Meanwhile, the Indonesian ambassador to Japan, Heri Ahmadi, on the same occasion gave a similar appeal. He even invited netizens to be actively involved in the Indonesian embassy's programs in supporting athletes in the form of a 15-second video on the embassy's social media account. The 2020 Tokyo Olympics were decided to be held without spectators in early July. The decision was taken due to the COVID-19 emergency that was imposed in the Japanese capital. They don't want the Delta variant of COVID-19 in Tokyo to spread widely. Ahead of the opening of the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, there were a total of 75 people who had been confirmed COVID-19 positive, six of whom are athletes.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our listener, Amir Jamil in Pakistan. Hello sir, thank you for your participation in the VOI International Quiz 2021. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song for you. Enjoy!
Kita berawal karena cinta. Begitu rumitnya dunia hanya karena sebuah rasa cinta.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
RRI was office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Ujung Genteng is one of the beach tourism objects which is located at the westernmost tip of the West Java province. Precisely in Ujung Genteng Village, Cilacap District, Sukabumi Regency, West Java. If you are longing for a holiday atmosphere on a beach that is beautiful, natural, and quiet, away from the noise of the city, the Ujung Genteng Beach is the most appropriate destination for you. This beach is called Ujung Genteng Beach based on its location, which is in the village of Ujung Genteng. At Ujung Genteng Beach, you can enjoy various things. In addition to its quiet location, making it suitable for a vacation, the natural panorama is also fantastic with white sand and cool air. Even though Ujung Genteng Beach is located on the Southern Sea coast, where the waves are known to be fierce, the uniqueness of the waves around Ujung Genteng Beach is that they are not too high and still within safe limits, so you can swim or play on the beach. There you can also enjoy several spots that can be explored, such as the location of the turtle hatchery and ancient historical buildings. This location can be used as a place to relax or take pictures. You can even surf there, since the waves are great. For those of you who are admirers of sunrise and sunset, Ujung Genteng Beach is the right place for you to watch them. You can come anytime to Ujung Genteng Beach because it is open every day for 24 hours. The entrance tickets is 10,000 rupiah per person, less than $1, and there are several restaurants around the beach that mainly serve fresh seafood. So you can also spend the night in inns not far from the beach.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the world.
Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, 4N5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, 4N5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voinews.id. voinews.id. We really appreciate for your participation in sending reception report on our broadcast. Special for listeners wherever you are, here is a beautiful song from Jakarta to all of you.
Ku petik gitar untuk melupakan cerita lama, tak juga silam. Ku tahu cinta tak harus menguasai. Ku tahu cinta tak harus memiliki. Tapi terlalu pahit untuk dikenang. Kisah itu selalu tetap terbayang. Terlalu pahit untuk dikenang. Trauma yang dulu tak mau menghilang. Kau kini bukan milikku lagi. Tapi rasa ini tak juga pergi. Ku tahu cinta tak harus menguasai. Ku tahu cinta tak harus memiliki. Tapi terlalu pahit untuk dikenal.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
ワカウインティカルバイルス COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Illegal fishing by foreign fishermen is still common in Indonesian waters. This prompted a team of students from the University of Muhammadiyah Malang, East Java, through the students' creativity program Karsa Cipta, to create a radar for tracking objects in the Indonesian exclusive economic sea zone. The team consisted of 5 students led by Amaluddin Rashid Al-Malik, who explained the design of his team's tracking radar was the fruit of the implementation of Internet of Things technology. Making this radar also aims to protect Indonesian seas from illegal fishing or even foreign objects such as drones that enter Indonesian waters. He said the incidents of illegal fishing and also the release of foreign drones in Indonesian seas made the team take the initiatives to create this object tracking radar. The radar for detecting object is equipped with sophisticated features, namely by utilizing solar panels as the source of electricity. With the existence of the electricity from sunlight, it is hoped that it can release dependence on cable electricity that is commonly used. Evidently, this radar is able to last for 4 to 6 days even though the sun rarely shines. In addition, the use of electricity based on solar panels in the tool is also considered more nature-friendly. Awaluddin also added that the tracking radar system can also detect the presence of objects on the surface and even in the ocean, among others in a ship and the goods in it. According to him, this can certainly be a new breakthrough to improve Indonesia's maritime security. The tool, which is at the 50% design stage, is expected to help maintain the security of the exclusive economic zone in the Indonesian seas. He also hopes that this tool can be further developed. Thus, Indonesian marine surveillance can be carried out more effectively.
Thank you.
selalu mencoba untuk menguatkan hati dari kamu yang belum juga kembali. Ada satu keyakinan yang membuatku bertahan. Penantian ini kan terbayar pasti. Lihat aku sayang yang sudah berjuang menunggumu datang menjemputmu pulang. Ingat selalu sayang, hatiku kau genggam. Aku takkan pergi menunggu kamu di sini. Jika bukan kepadamu, aku tidak tahu lagi pada siapa rindu ini kan ku beri. Pada siapa rindu ini kan ku beri. Lihat aku sayang yang sudah berjuang menunggumu datang menjemputmu pulang. Ingat selalu sayang, hatiku kau genggam. Aku takkan pergi menunggu. Lihat aku sayang, sudah berjuang menunggumu datang menjemputmu pulang. Ingat selalu sayang, hatiku kau genggam. Aku takkan pergi.
Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Today, I will present a song, One Plus One, by Isyana Saraswati. In this song, Isyana has a duet with her husband, Raihan Maditra. Initially, this piece was made as a present for Isyana and Raihan, and they sang this song at their wedding reception. Through this song, they shared their stories to the guests at the wedding. But over time, Isyana and Raihan finally agreed to release the song 1 plus 1 so that more people could enjoy it. The song was released in February 2021 to coincide with their first wedding anniversary. Listener, here is the song 1 plus 1 by Isyana Sarasvati and Raihan Maditra. Happy listening!
When I first saw you, we were wearing blue. It was late at school when you took me by surprise. Had a line or two, then I texted you, but it didn't turn outright. Well, anyways, this would be the start of something we'd remember to the end.
Yeah, it's you.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Di zaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib tais.
was je handen met zeep, draag je een masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Tatap mata tak sengaja buat hati tak menentu. Bila datang dari kamu, tak mampu menahan suara di kepala. Jantung meledak rasanya. Cinta datang tiba-tiba, mau tak mau. Kamu, aku tertangkap situasi yang tak kena waktu. Tak kena waktu. Gedung tinggi halangi matahari, namun kau cahayaku. Kau cahayaku selalu menuntunku untuk kembali berpijak di bumi.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Saja aku tahu ada yang tak sepenuh hati. Caramu mencintai aku membuat diriku bertanya. Bisa saja ada yang tersembunyi, firasatku mengatakan itu. Ingin aku bertanya padamu tentang sesuatu di dalam dirimu. Masihkah ada rahasia yang tersimpan jauh di dalam hatimu yang tak dapat ku mengerti? Maukah engkau bicara jujur padaku hingga bisa aku tahu yang tersimpan di hatimu?
Well listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.